Yes, baby. Happy July 4th to all my American pervs. Today's the first day of my holiday. It is 2:16 p.m. and I'm feeling ever so slightly guilty for being inside. I arrived yesterday, late afternoon. The place that I've rented is an apartment, and it's on the beach. I went to the beach briefly yesterday, and again this morning I took my coffee to the beach and drank it. Oh, I was wearing a little dress. No knickers, no bra. I just impulsively slipped it on and went out to enjoy my coffee while looking out over the sea. The sun on my skin. And apart from that, I haven't been out. You know what? I'm here for 8 more nights, so fuck it. There'll be plenty of opportunities. And I'm really feeling it, you know? Feeling my body and my horniness. And, you know, I shouldn't feel so guilty for not being outside because I am enjoying myself. At this very moment, I'm lying in bed. Oh, it is a lovely soft mattress, much softer than mine. I am completely naked. I'm under the duvet. I'm trying to muffle the sound of my vibrator. If I just put my head up a bit, and look out the window, or the French doors actually, I can see the sea. The sky is so blue, lovely and warm. I've got a real multi-sensory experience going on right now. I'm freshly showered. My pussy could not be any smoother if I tried. The skin feels absolutely incredible. I can still smell the shower gel on me. And I've just sprayed myself with my new perfume. Oh my god. It is such a fucking sexy perfume. Oh, I can't get enough of it. It's so stimulating. I love my soda, and I've bought myself this brand new flavour that I've never tried before. It's passion fruit and lychee. Absolutely gorgeous. So that is all 5 of my senses being stimulated simultaneously. Because I'm listening to a really, really sexy audio. This guy, right now, at this very moment, is moaning in my ears. I can hear the squelching of his hand stroking his cock. Oh, I can hear his breaths. This vibrator buzzing the fuck out of my clit. I've got the big purple one inside me, and I've got the lilac clit sucker working its magic. I'm in absolute fucking heaven. You should try this sometime. Having something to drink, or maybe like a boiled sweet that you can suck. That's taste. Having a nice view, or maybe a video or a sexy photo to watch. That's sight. Listening to me, I hope. Feeling your skin, your orgasm, touching your balls, your cock, all five senses at the same time. Oh, give it a go. Let me know how it goes. I'd really, really be interested to hear if you tried it and what it was like. I can tell I'm getting near my orgasm when I get these sort of pings, these jolts. It's like I'm just kicking up a notch, you know? Like advancing. You know? Do you get that? I'm writhing. My hips are swaying. Desperate for cock. The big purple one is filling me, but I want a real cock so bad. I want a hot dick thrusting into me. In on one of my fantasies. I've had this for ages. You know how you get those dodgy massage parlors that give you happy endings? Well, my fantasy is that I'm working there and I give hand jobs. I'm paid to make men come with my hands, but I use my voice as well, and they fucking love me because I'm so genuine. I'm so fucking into it. My eyes widen with joy seeing their cocks, their hands gripping the edge of the massage table as they're approaching their climax, their abs tightening, their backs arching, their nails digging into their skin as I bring them right up to the point of ecstasy. All I want to do is slip my knickers off, hitch my dress up, straddle that table and plunge that cock into my pussy. Never do that, of course, but fuck, I want to. I don't think you understand how much I want cum. I tell you a lot, but I don't think you get it. So bad. I want it inside me, in my mouth, in my pussy, my bum, on my body, on my chest, my face. But not just that. I want to hear you giving it to me. I want to hear your pleasure. I want you to lose control. Sometimes I watch porn of a man being massaged just like I've described in my fantasy. Oh, so fucking hot. I can't tell you how much I want to do that. And work in a massage parlor and make guys come. They would have absolutely no fucking idea how wet my pussy was. They'd probably think I was really jaded doing the job that I do. It's just a 9 to 5. I have absolutely no idea. My knickers are soaking. I'm secretly recording them on my phone. And when I go home, I listen to it back while I get myself off. In fact, that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to imagine this guy I'm listening to isn't a GWA creator that's recorded himself coming. In fact, he's one of my punters. He paid me 20 quid earlier today. I gave him a mind-blowing orgasm while talking dirty to him with my sexy voice. And now I'm listening back to the recording while I come. Okay. Got about a minute and 15 seconds until he blows his load. I need to get close, so I'm ready to come with him. Ten seconds. Oh, give me your cum. Give me your cum. My heart is thumping. can feel each pulse throughout my entire body. The vibrator's still going, but I've turned it down to minimum. I'm just gonna turn the purple one off and take it out. Oh, you know what? Listen to this. I'm gonna put the phone closer. Now, getting out of bed, and I'm walking over to the, fuck, I'm dizzy. I've not really eaten yet today. Had one tiny, tiny piece of toast. Okay, so now I'm walking over to the French doors. Luckily, there's no one out there to see my nakedness. Taking the vibrator out of me, I'm going to snap a photo of it in front of the ocean for you to see. Wow. Oh my god, my vibrator is absolutely fucking soaked. Wow. Right, I'm back in bed now, taking some photos. When this goes on GWA, I'll make them my profile or banner photos. Oh, I really need to have something to eat. And I need to go out and enjoy this lovely weather. So I think I'm going to call this audio something like July 4th comes once a year, but Athena comes every day, something like that. Which isn't completely true, of course. I don't come every day. I started my cum log on the 1st of January. The first day that I didn't have an orgasm was, 21st of February. Incredible. So that was February, just that one day. And in March, there were two no orgasm days. In April, 4 no orgasm days. May, 3. And June, just 1. So, out of 6 months, I've only had like 9 days where I haven't had an orgasm. Isn't that incredible? So, I came 77 times in January, 76 times in February, 81 in March, 63 in April, 57 in May, and I came 68 times in June. Wow. It's a wonder I get anything done, isn't it? Oh god, that was an incredible orgasm. I was really able to close my eyes and imagine that I was making him come with my hand. At one point, he said something like, "You like that, don't you? I can tell." And that was perfect. I was imagining him lying back on my massage table and seeing the pleasure on my face.
I'm going to quickly edit this down to a reasonable length because at the moment it is 29 minutes. I'm sure there's some silences I can cut out somewhere. And I'm going to pop it on GWA. And I would highly encourage you to send me a private message or put a reply letting me know if you enjoyed it and if you fancy giving me all the horny details, all the better. So if you celebrate July 4th, enjoy. Mwah.